This is Robert Martellacci, publisher of the Mindshare Learning Report, Canada's learning and technology magazine. I'm honored to have joined me this morning for a Mindshare Learning Moment, Nancy Knowlton, co-founder, president, and CEO of Nariva Inc. A notable name in the edtech space, Nancy and her husband David Martin created and built the globally successful smart technologies company from a Calgary base over a 25-year period. As an experienced entrepreneur, Nancy has an established track record that demonstrates her interest in and perspective on what it takes to create innovative products for world markets. She continues to make a difference through Nariva, an early stage technology startup company. Nancy has also received numerous awards that reflect her many business accomplishments. Thank you for joining me this morning, Nancy.
Well, thank you for having me, Robert.
It's great to check in with you once again and your startup Nariva to see how things are progressing. Congratulations on the SPAN Ideation Award, by the way.
Well, thank you very much. We were delighted to receive that. It's our business product, and it's always a good thing to have somebody say you're making something that's going to be useful to them.
I understand ISTE 2015, one of the world's largest EdTech shows that happens annually around the U.S. was a success for you. What made it memorable?
Well, first and foremost, it was really the deep conversations that we were able to have with educators about our digital portfolio offering. We launched that product in January at FCTC in Orlando, and since that time, we've been engaging with educators across North America. And ISTE provided us with a great opportunity to show some of the new features that will be available in time for back to school. But perhaps even more meaningful for us, it was great to hear what educators were thinking in the area of digital portfolios. And secondly, it was a great opportunity for us to re-engage with educators and the people that have known us for a number of years from our earlier life at Smart Technologies.
And yes, of course.
It's actually quite a large contingent of people at Nariva used to work at Smart and had pretty deep relationships in education. They were eager to know what we're up to now. And, you know, ISTE's was a great time for connecting with people, and this year was no different.
Fantastic. Now, as the classroom space continues to evolve, I understand you have a new classroom collaboration concept system that was shown for the first time. I recall you once saying in an interview, it's no longer about sage on the stage. Does this notion still hold true in education today?
Absolutely. You know, education hasn't been about sage on the stage for a very long time. And while some teachers may feel comfortable in that mode, and sometimes it's more at the high school level where it's almost college-like with lectures, many teachers have been in the guide on the side mode for quite a long time. And we showed our new concept that we're working on, the SPAN Classroom Collaboration System, and that system marries personal devices that are increasingly in students' hands with a front-of-room display. And we think that it's marriage that really does allow for a good integration of those teachable moments, that sage on the stage moment where the teacher has to absolutely teach something, with the knowledge creation that is afforded by personal devices in the hands of students.
So what inspired this innovation?
Around product innovation is driven by the needs we actually see in the classroom today. We start with the question about how can we make teaching and learning better? How can we make it easier for teachers and students to use the hardware and software tools that they already have in their classroom? And, you know, that's a really important point for us. Schools and districts around the world spend billions of dollars every year on education technology products. So we think first about getting more out of what already exists. And to that end, we brought a group of educators into our office in July to talk to us about their needs and experience. And one tech person put it this way: I just finished putting interactive whiteboards in every classroom in our school. don't make me walk away from that investment with the next great thing that says those words are useless. And, you know, that kind of direct statement sure. really resonates with us. You need multiple tools to build a house, just like you need multiple tools in the classroom. And we want to make those tools work better together. And so to put a fine point on it, our classroom collaboration concept is all about marrying personal devices, which seem to be the really hot product today, with what already exists. Over 80% of North American classrooms. That is an interactive whiteboard or a front of room display in a pedagogically meaningful way to enable student learning.
Well, it sounds like a winning combination. Now, will you be targeting higher education as well with this solution?
Absolutely. We're starting to engage with some higher education institutions, and we find that there's a lot of the same use in higher education as there is in business, but there's still that crossover, that creation, that group work, and even classroom collaboration that we see in the K-12 system. So, yes, this definitely crosses over to higher education.
Are you encouraged by the evolving teacher practice and acceptance of technology in the classroom?
You bet. You know, over the last, I'm going to say 28 years since we first started to get deeply involved in K-12 education in particular, I've seen nothing but an evolution in teacher practice. What started out as really a big hesitation around how technology can be used, it actually has more into a pretty dramatic embracing of technology. In business, we often say, innovate or die. And for us, that means embracing new technology, new ways of doing it, anything. And so we absolutely are seeing that in the classroom today.
Excellent. Now, how is Canada doing in this regard with respect to teacher innovation, and how important is that to be part of their DNA today?
You know, Canada is doing quite well on the education technology integration front. A lot of jurisdictions now are well along in acquiring technology for the classroom. You know, there's always a lot for teachers to learn. Sometimes I feel like that too much is loaded on them with changes in curriculum, new technology, expectations all the time, but many teachers seem to be taking that in stride, and you certainly see great examples of early adopters, but more and more mainstream teachers are figuring out how to adopt that. Now, that doesn't mean that there isn't room to improve. There certainly is, but it's like anything. You're going to put one foot in front of the other, make some small changes, learn some new things, and, you know, let's face it, many teachers use the summer months to acquire some skills and work on technology integration in the classroom. And in fact, today here in our office, we're going to be hosting a number of teachers who want to learn about the integration of digital portfolios in their classrooms this fall, with an eye to actually using that tool.
Excellent. Fantastic. Now, back to school is always a memorable time of year for parents and kids, particularly parents when they're excited about their kids going off to school after a couple of months around the house, no doubt. I know I am somewhat. But it's a great time of year to implement new initiatives. I understand you have a new program focused on the TRUV digital portfolio solution.
Yes, we do, Robert. And the whole idea here for us is to engage with a large number of teachers who will use our TRUV digital portfolio software this coming school year with their students and actively provide feedback to us on their experiences. And so we're providing the software at no charge for for them to use for the year. And, you know, we want to know the good, bad, the ugly. What is it that they're trying to achieve? What's the student reaction to it? How are parents engaging to look at what their children are accomplishing in the classroom? So all of that's going to be invaluable to us as we create future generations of that application.
Fantastic. Now, given your vast expertise, what advice do you have for a newbie teacher going into his or her classroom for the first time to engage students?
You know, I think the biggest piece of advice is don't think that you need to know it all. Let the kids step up and contribute to the use of technology in the classroom. Learn from them just as they learn from you. Make them feel like they can make a valuable contribution. They may not know about pedagogy and the ways to use technology to learn, but to the extent that they know technology, lean on them.
Great advice. Now, looking ahead into 2015-2016 school year, what can we look forward to from Nareva?
Well, deeper education with our customers is always at the top of our minds. You know, it's not about selling something and moving on to a new prospect. We have a deeply embedded belief in the notion of customer for life, so we'll make sure that as we engage with education, that they feel like we're supporting them on their learning journey to properly and well integrate our products into their classroom. And we'll probably have a few more product offerings that will be released during this school year as well.
Well, thank you for that, Nancy. I love your passion and amazing energy and desire to make a difference in education.
Well, thank you.
Thank you again. That was Nancy Knowlton, co-founder, president, and chief executive officer of Nareva Inc. Be sure to check out www.mindsharelearning.com to get your latest issue of the Mindshare Learning Report. My name is Robert Martellacci, and until next time, keep the learning curve steep.